Hey, this is Sarah. Look, I'm standing out front of AMPM right now, and well, you're sweet and all, but I found something more fulfilling, even kind of cheesy, but I like it. Sure, you met some of my dietary needs, but they've just got it all. So farewell, oatmeal. So long, you strange, soggy
Break up
breakfast.
with bland breakfast and taste AMPM's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, made with cage-free eggs, smoked bacon, and melty cheese on a buttery biscuit. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual. I'm your girl, Laura Bennett, and if you're feeling like a hamster on a wheel, constantly spinning but getting nowhere fast, then you are in the absolute right place. Because today, we're diving deep into something super personal. Burnout and how I, yours truly, found my way back to balance. Now, I know what you're thinking, burnout. That sounds intense aura. Trust me, it was. But let me tell you, there's a whole lot of wisdom in those fiery ashes, and I promise you can totally come out the other side stronger and more grounded than ever. Ever felt like you were constantly pushing yourself, saying yes to everything, and then bam, you hit that wall. You know, the one where your energy is depleted, motivation has vanished, and even getting out of bed feels like climbing Mount Everest. Yeah, I've been there. Multiple times. But listen, my friends, burnout isn't a badge of honor, it's a signal. A massive red flashing light screaming that something needs to change. It's a wake-up call from your body and soul saying, hold up. You need to slow down, recharge, and reconnect with what truly matters. And let me tell you, I learned the hard way. So today, we're going to unpack 5 key takeaways that helped me turn my burnout into balance insights that can totally transform your life too. First things first, recognizing the signs is crucial. We're talking about fatigue beyond exhaustion, feeling emotionally drained, difficulty concentrating, even physical symptoms like headaches or digestive issues. It's not just being busy, it's a deeper sense of depletion. Next up, boundaries, boundaries, boundaries. This one was tough for me. I'm a people pleaser by nature, always willing to lend a hand. But saying no became my superpower, allowing me to protect my energy and focus on what truly aligned with my values. Remember, you don't have to be everything to everyone. It's okay to prioritize your well-being. Thirdly, finding your flow state is essential. Ever get lost in something so captivating that time melts away? That's your flow state, a zone of pure joy and productivity. Make time for activities that bring you alive, whether it's painting, writing, hiking, or simply enjoying a good book. Number 4. Self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. This means nourishing your body with healthy food, getting enough sleep, moving your body in ways that feel good, and giving yourself permission to relax and recharge. Think of it like this, you wouldn't run a car on empty, right? So why treat your amazing body any differently? And lastly, remember the power of mindfulness. Being present in the moment can help reduce stress, increase focus, and cultivate a sense of gratitude. Take a few deep breaths, notice the beauty around you, and simply be. You've got this. You know that feeling when you're so overwhelmed you can barely think straight? Like your mind is racing, thoughts are tangled, and everything feels chaotic. Well, I remember vividly being in that state. It was like living inside a hurricane. My to-do list seemed endless, deadlines loomed, and my energy levels were constantly fluctuating. Sound familiar? That's exactly where I was when burnout hit me like a ton of bricks. I was juggling multiple projects, trying to please everyone and neglecting my own well-being. I pushed myself to the limit, convinced that hustle culture was the key to success. But let me tell you, it wasn't. It led me down a dark path of exhaustion, anxiety, and ultimately a complete breakdown. So, what did I do? I had to hit the reset button. First, I acknowledged my burnout, no sugarcoating here. Then, I started implementing those 5 key takeaways we just discussed. Recognizing the signs, setting boundaries, finding my flow state, prioritizing self-care, and embracing mindfulness. It wasn't easy, but it was transformative. Think about it this way. Imagine your life as a beautiful garden. You need to nourish it, protect it, and tend to it with love and care. Just like a garden needs sunshine, water, and nutrients to thrive, we too need self-care, balance, and purpose to flourish. Burnout is like neglecting our gardens. The weeds take over, the flowers will, and the soil becomes depleted. But with conscious effort and intention, we can reclaim our gardens and cultivate a life of abundance and joy. Remember, you are not alone in this journey. We all face challenges, and burnout is a common experience. But it doesn't have to define you. Take charge of your well-being, prioritize what matters most, and remember balance is possible. Now go out there and rock that beautiful, balanced life you deserve. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from these insights. Until next time, stay grounded, stay vibrant, and keep shining your light.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.